Welcome to the Georgia Heat Podcast this week. I've got my tag partner, my right-hand man, Logan Frazier, right here with me. And we've got a big, big show lined up for you today. We've got Danny Jordan. She's going to be reviewing the Southern Honor Show from this past Friday night from Canton, Georgia. Was a big show. Logan, how did you enjoy the show overall?
Oh, yeah. The show was great. It was probably the best live show that I have been to, maybe even knocking out Southern Honor 1000 show. That last match was just unbelievable, but I don't want to give too much of it away. We'll get into that when we get into the next segment with Danny.
Yeah, Danny will give her thoughts on each one of the matches. Of course, we're anxious to ask Danny about the dissension in the New Era and what's going on with the New Era. It appears that AC Mack apparently is out of the New Era. He's his own man again. So we'll get thoughts on that. Her match with Brooklyn Creed, that's going to be really good. Of course, in this first segment, let's talk about something that went down this week that everybody's talking about. It's the Georgia Wrestling History Awards, and they are out. Going to go ahead and run down some of these. Daryl Hall is going to end up winning Referee of the Year. Logan Creed is going to win Georgia Wrestling History's Overall Wrestler of the Year. Are you surprised by this at all, Logan?
Oh, no, I'm not surprised about it at all. He just had too many things going on that was going well for him, and it was just a shoo-in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I ended up voting for him, in all honesty. I really wanted to vote for AC, but Logan, being that he ended up in MLW at the end of the year and being booked so strong on every show that he's on, I ended up leaning towards Logan. So no big, huge surprise there, but AC, I want to go ahead and just throw out that he had a phenomenal year, and you know, any other year he deserved to win it, and just want to throw that out. I'm a big AC Mack fan. All right, let's move on. Of course, Gary Lamb is going to win Promoter of the Year, and Southern Honor is going to win Promotion of the Year. No surprise there. Logan, thoughts on that one?
Oh, no surprise. I mean, there's nobody that's done even remotely close to the things that Gary and Dylan has done with Southern Honor.
Yeah, and that'll move us on to our next award. Dylan ends up winning the 2019 Georgia Wrestling History Booker of the Year. If you look at some of the storylines in just the past year and the story arcs and the small seeds that he planted here and there with angles in the New Era, of course, setting up little stuff in the Rumble Jack that you might have not caught. And just the guy knows how to tell a good story. He's awesome on the production end. Southern Fried's also got a great booker as well. So no shame into losing to Dylan. They both did phenomenal jobs. But, you know, of course, I'm talking about Todd Sexton. But I'm going to have to go with Georgia Wrestling History and the people that voted. I think Dylan was just incredible this year. That's just my opinion. That's my humble opinion. There were some things that, of course, you don't like. Nothing's perfect. But overall, his scope and his overall view of all these storylines and making every talent on that roster matter, I thought he did a phenomenal job. Let's move on. Joe Black is also going to win the Technician of the Year. I don't know. That's not too much of a surprise. I think I want to say I voted for Alan Angels. Now, Joe definitely deserves to win this award. That was a close one for me. I almost did vote for Joe, but I think I leaned towards Alan Angels in this one. Logan, how do you think this turned out? Did they get it right?
Absolutely, and I actually did vote for Joe. I was kind of on board when it was brought up early on about Joe, and people were like, eh. And then once you thought about it a little while, it made a lot of sense. So, yeah, I think they picked the right guy here.
And that's how I feel about this next award winner for Feud of the Year between Joe Black and William Huckabee. This was absolutely brutal. The way it ended really, in hindsight, skewed my opinion on what the Feud of the Year was. And being that they had wrestled in so many different promotions, carrying this feud to Alabama even. So I think they got it right here, and I was the one that got it wrong. I actually voted on AC Mack and Allen Angels, which was a fine feud. These guys wrestled everywhere in the state. They wrestled outside the state, and they tore it down every time they wrestled. Great matchups, every matchup these guys had. No shame in losing, though, to Black and Huckabee, which was just a next level of hatred. It depends what kind of, you know, feud that you like. You like that, who's just the best? I want to be the best, and I'm trying to top you. Or you can just have this kind of feud where you just, these guys seem to just absolutely despise each other and are killing each other every time they're in a ring together. So, yeah, I think they got go ahead.
Well, you know, Trey, the thing about it is that a lot of times when reality comes out in these shows and everything, it makes it so much more intriguing and more you buy into it so much more. And
yeah, you're able to suspend your disbelief.
Right. And a feud on this type of level, they say that family or friends make your worst enemies because they know so much about you. They know what your weaknesses are. They know your strengths to stay away from. And that's the case with Huck and Joe. You know, these two were tag team partners at one time. They were like brothers, you know, living on the streets at times. And so they know where they come from. They know everything there is to know about the other one. And that makes them the most dangerous people to each other.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I mean, them being so close to each other, I think is what made this feud seem so personal. All right, moving on. David Ali is going to end up winning the Most Improved Wrestler of the Year. Super deserving. David Ali has toured up this year. He's in Spinebuster, Southern Fried, Southern Honor. He is doing incredible work. His promos are awesome. You hear him on the podcast. I'm sure I've got a promo on the commercial this week for David Ali. So David Ali continues just to kind of tear it up, and big things for David Ali are coming.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, next one. Matt Sells ends up winning Male Performer of the Year. Not a big shocker here. I almost would have gave this award to an AC Mack. I think overall, I enjoy the gimmick of AC Mack's a little better and his work rate, of course, but this was a highly entertaining gimmick that Matt had. And so, you know, Matt definitely is deserving of the award, and congratulations to Matt Sells for winning this award. Any opinions on Matt Sells there, Logan?
To be honest with you, I've never seen the man live. A lot of his shows are further south. He has come up this way a few times, but the only time that I have really seen him was his kind of one-off spot in AEW with the Bucks, and that didn't hurt his chances here at Male Performer of the Year by any means. But I have seen a couple of the YouTube videos, really entertaining stuff. I think the guy has his finger on the pulse. He knows where the line is about entertaining and stuff in the wrestling business.
Here's someone who is crazy over this past Friday night with all kinds of chants for her name. It's our guest this week. Dani Jordan, she ends up winning the Georgia Wrestling History Female Performer of the Year. Congratulations to Dani. We'll talk about it here at the next segment. Logan, you think this she was a shoe-in for Female Performer of the Year?
Absolutely. I can't see Brooklyn Creed taking it over her. And to be honest with you, and I will tell you that everybody that was nominated in these awards, not just this category, was deserving.
Mm-hmm.
But when you looked at this award, there was only two front runners in it, and it was Dani Jordan and Brooklyn Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooklyn Creed just wasn't going to top the Real Mean Girl.
Yeah, and Brooklyn did tremendous work at Southern Fried. She plays, she's a little bit different in her personality and her approach. She's obviously in your buddy, Dr. Brock's little faction in there in Southern Fried. So she did an excellent job in Southern Fried. She, like I said, she's kind of just now coming into the Southern Honor scene as a performer. So we look to see her grow, and I'm looking to see sometime this year some kind of women's championship. They've got to do it. And I think you've got plenty of females to form a tournament, or they could just give it to Dani. I would be happy with that. All right, let's move on. The Lynch Mob are going to end up winning the 2019 Tag Team Stable of the Year. No surprise there. Congratulations to Matt and Joey. I'll be going for the tag team titles in a steel cage match at the next show. We'll get more into that in the next segment. Of course, Larry Goodman's going to end up winning the Georgia Wrestling History of Legend Award. Nobody more deserving than Larry. I was actually a little starstruck by Larry. I was sitting in one of the back rows before I moved up front, Logan. And right behind me was Larry standing up taking notes there. And I'm like, man, should I say hey to him? Congratulations on his award. But, you know, he was super busy. He's taking notes. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to bother this guy. But congratulations, Larry, on winning the Georgia Wrestling History Legend Award. All right, moving on to Manager of the Year. Matt Hankins is going to take this. No surprise there. Matt was a front runner to win.
Hold on.
Let me get to this. Hold on now.
No surprise at all?
Logan, we will get
in. I voted for the true Manager of the Year, Dr. Joseph Brock III, and I can't believe that he was not the recipient of this award.
I know. I would have liked to have made, and I know I give him crap on the podcast, but I would have loved to have made a strong argument for Dr. Brock, who I voted for, Logan, despite our differences on this podcast. I did vote for Dr. Brock, highly entertaining, excellent on the stick. And, you know, if it's any consolation to Dr. Brock, he is Manager of the Year in the Elite Marks page. He was voted as Manager of the Year. So congratulations to Joseph Brock III for being Manager of the Year in Elite Marks, just not in the Georgia Wrestling History Manager of the Year. And he's won it before. I doubt that's going to hurt Dr. Brock's ego too much, not being able to take this award home this year. Logan, any thoughts on your buddy, Dr. Brock, not being able to get the award here?
He is a fantastic individual, and he is Dr. Brock, and you are not.
And neither are you. Let's get into Jonathan Thoner for winning the Georgia Wrestling History Award for Announcer of the Year. So congratulations to Jonathan on that. And that will wrap up the Georgia Wrestling History Awards. They went just about the way I thought they would, Logan. I don't see any surprises. We did a thing on the page where we actually had people on the page vote for their favorite indie talents. And they went just about the same as well. with the differences being, Dr. Joseph Brock III was able to snag the Manager of the Year award. And I'm trying to think, I think Allen Angels, no, I think William Huckabee also got, or not William Huckabee, I'm sorry, Joe Black also got Technician of the Year. I'm trying to think if any of ours was different from the Georgia wrestling history, and nothing's coming off right offhand. But hold on, let's take a look at this real quick while we're on the air before we go to our next segment. Right. So Southern Honor is going to pick up Promotion of the Year in Elite Marks. Lynch Mob will pick up Tag Team. Female will be Danny in the Elite Marks page. Best on the Mic, an award that Georgia wrestling history doesn't really have. That'll be David Ali. Congratulations to David Ali for that. And then we have the Best Feud of the Year, which was Joe Black and William Huckabee, ends up edging out AC Mack and Allen Angels. And here's an award that we take a ton of pride in. This is the Georgia Independent Wrestling Fan of the Year Award. This is probably our top award. And we're going to go with Alan Tucker, who was voted as the Georgia Independent Wrestling Fan of the Year. We definitely want to point out Rob and his contributions to the Georgia Wrestling History blog. And but Alan's going to go ahead and take this from Logan Frazier, the guy we got on the line right here, who's definitely making a case for 2020. Logan, see here, and I hate to reveal your voting, but you voted for Alan Tucker. Would you mind elaborating
I
on that?
did, and I did vote for Alan Tucker, and the reason that I voted for Alan Tucker is on a Saturday night or a Friday night when I'm sitting at home, or sometimes even when I'm sitting in a little promotion doing a report somewhere, I'll get my little notification and it'll say Alan Tucker is live on Facebook. And I'll click that, and I'm immediately in Alan Tucker's seat watching wrestling. Whether I'm, like I say, at home, not getting to go to a show, or whether I'm at a show and I'm not interested in, I'm getting to watch good quality wrestling because Alan Tucker is thinking of other people and making sure that they get to see it from the comfort of their Facebook.
Yeah, he's been burning up the roads for a while, and I really appreciate Alan and all the hard work that he does going to the shows. He doesn't have to film any of that. No one asks him to, so really appreciate it, Alan, and continue to do that for us if you don't mind. But that helps us out with our show reports. And another award that Elite Marks is going to hold pretty near and dear is the Elite Marks Podcast of the Year. Now, of course, we didn't put out enough podcasts this year to really be nominated. That's the goal for next year, is just to be nominated alongside some of these local podcasts. Okay, so we had Mean Street Posse, or Mean Street Podcast, excuse me, 60 Minute Broadway with Gunnar Miller, Not Another Freaking Podcast, which has got several hosts on it. And then we had the Tapped Out Podcast, which is going to end up taking the Elite Marks Podcast of the Year. Congratulations to the Tapped Out Podcast guys. Myron and Nick do a fantastic job, and we appreciate all the hard work you do. And I mean, I listen every week. I get some of my news for this podcast on it, and we're looking forward to having those guys on the show eventually. Logan, what's your thoughts? Did you think that we got snubbed? What's up, man?
Oh no, I think they're great guys, and I don't know, I don't know that we'd even hold a candle to them at this point. But we are well on our way, and
Hey, 2020 is our year, and I'm not saying we're going to be better than Tapped Out or any of the other podcasts that we have on here. We have, like I said, Mean Street Podcast. Even the Georgia Indie Report was great at times, and 60 Minute Broadcast, Broadway, I'm sorry, and then Not Another Freaking Wrestling Podcast was great. You have the Tipping Point as well that was nominated. with Stephen Platinum and Larry Goodman. Also, that's also a great podcast. So, you know, just to be nominated with these podcasts next year would be great. So hopefully we can get a little bit of notoriety and book some better guests and listen to you guys. What do you guys want us to talk about? You know, so please, please, please give us feedback, good or bad. We want to hear what you want to hear. So we can be on, we can be nominated for this award next year. It would mean the world to us. All right, Logan, we have a big time Southern Honor 16 review coming up in the next segment with Danny Jordan, our special guest, when we get back from commercial break. You are listening to the Georgia Heat Podcast.
Those of you who believe and are worried that my championship reign is in peril, believe not. Because everything that Spinebuster Championship Wrestling, everything that Johnny Maverick has told you is a lie. Propaganda, continuous propaganda, so that way you would buy tickets to see my demise. My demise isn't going to happen because I have not foreseen it. Ever since I stepped foot in Spinebuster Championship Wrestling, I believe myself to be a living prophet. Because I prophesied that I would go through and take out the heavyweight division, and I did. I prophesied that I would become Titan Champion, and I am. Which leads me to believe that I am truly Georgia Wrestling's savior. And I plan to save you all. My mission to save Georgia Wrestling will continue on January 8th. Because no matter who Johnny lays at my feet, their demise will only strengthen the foundation that will influence the rest of the state and the world at large. Hallelujah.
So, I just wanted to take a second and address my future and, why I came back to pro wrestling. So number one is my daughter. She's 4 years old now, so she's asking me multiple times, hey dad, didn't you used to wrestle, and when are you going to wrestling, and that sort of thing. So being able to have her come and see me have a match and wrestle and do what I love will be very exciting. So hope sometime in the near future she'll get to do that once I get this ring rust knocked off and have a few matches under my belt so I can be proud of my performance. Number two is redemption. 2018, I had a great retirement tour lined up, and then unfortunately, before I could get to it, in May, I tore my ACL, had to end it prematurely. Still got to go around and say my thank yous and my goodbyes, but it didn't end the way I wanted it to. It was just not meant to be, I guess. So this is like my redemption, my comeback, showing people that I still belong here. And finally, it's really for myself. I started wrestling. My first match was December 7th, 2002, 17 years ago today. And not a lot of guys my size, with my style, not many of those guys got signed. TNA was new, Ring of Honor was new, and very few guys my size were even getting looked at. Maybe just Amazing Red. And so I wanted to come back because now the best time ever for guys to my size getting signed and showing the world their talents, being on TV and doing the things I always dreamed of doing. So I know in order to do that, each and every time I go to the ring, I promise you, I will give you every single ounce of it, blood, sweat, tears, everything I have in my body to prove once again to the world that I'm one of the best wrestlers in the world. And I know I have to do that to get where I want to go. So Georgia Wrestling, Southeastern Wrestling, United States Wrestling, World Wrestling, I'm back. I know Southern Honor Wrestling is going to be my home, I've committed there for a year. After that, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I'm going to drop some dates down below that I'm free and open, and I'd love to come wrestle on your show and show the world my talents, prove I'm one of the best in the world. See you soon.
You're listening to the Georgia Heat Podcast, where me and my tag partner, Logan Frazier, pull no punches.
Hey, Southern Honor Wrestling fans, did you miss me? Let me stop you right there. I know you did, because I got tons of messages from everybody saying, Danny, where were you? We missed you for the end of the year show at Southern Honor in December. Actually, I saved one of my favorite text messages. Let me just pull that up for you. It was from my biggest fan. His name is Joe Mama. And he says, hey, Danny, I was so upset when I got to the show and I heard that you weren't going to be there that night. I immediately left. I asked for a refund and I cried my whole drive home. Aw, Joe, thanks. I mean, you basically invented that place. What is up with that? The show was terrible without you. Anyway, I saw your appearance on AEW and NWA Power, so obviously you're moving on to bigger and better things. By the way, at both shows, they chanted your name. So I'm sure when you go back to Southern Honor and grace those stupid fans with your star power, they will chant your name too. Well, they better. And what's up with that Gary Lamb character? More like Gary Lame. Good one. Making you have a match with Logan Creed's wife? You didn't even do anything to her. I mean, you kicked her husband in the face, but who hasn't? Anyway, I'm sure you're going to beat that ducking Brooklyn Creed. Must be a typo or something. Come on, Joe. Get with the program. Without breaking a sweat, because she is nothing compared to you. After all, you are the real mean girl. You're right, I am the real mean girl. And I am Georgia's two-time female wrestler of the year.
Welcome back to the Georgia Heat Podcast. This past Friday night at the Action Building in Canton, Georgia, Southern Honor 16 took place. And our special guest tonight is the original mean girl, Danny Jordan is here to review all of the matches with us tonight. I've also got on the other line my co-host and tag partner, Logan Frazier. How are we all doing tonight?
Yeah, we're good. Do I have to review everybody else's matches, or can I just do mine? And then we can move
well,
on.
Well, we usually review all of the matches. I'm sorry, Danny.
Okay, well, I just got food, and I kind of want to eat.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little hangry.
Okay, well, we'll go through this as quick as possible and as painless as possible.
Okay.
And also, congratulations on becoming the Georgia Female Performer of the Year for the second year in a row.
Oh, thank you. I was hoping that would be the first thing that you announced.
My mistake. All right, let's get into this Jordan Kingsley versus Matt Lynch match. The winner being able to choose the stipulation for the tag team championships coming up the next show. Matt Lynch is going to end up getting the victory here, but didn't really win the overall war, because at the end of the match, Logan Chase comes down with his guy, Cam Carter, and we're not yet rated, proceeded to beat down Matt Lynch. Matt Lynch then revealed that he would have a steel cage to keep Logan Chase's guys out of there. Any opinions on this, Danny?
I don't know. I think I'm on Cam's side.
Wow. Okay.
Logan Chase.
Are you not a big fan of the Lynch brothers or the Lynch mob?
You know what? I think they're great guys. They do a lot of flippy things, which is, you know, fun sometimes.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I just don't
see
it.
They could teach you to do some flippy things,
okay,
too. That would be nice.
What's that?
They could teach you to do some flippy things.
I don't really need to do flippy things.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you not hear the crowd?
People like to
hear. Does that count?
She was the most over thing in the crowd.
Exactly. I don't need to flip all around to get my point across.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on to the next match. Lethal Poison against the Rogue. Now, the Rogue has been at Southern Honor before. I've always enjoyed them. They actually faced the Lynch Mob last time they were at Southern Honor. Of course, Lethal Poison is going to end up getting the victory here. Are you impressed with Lethal Poison and what they've been able to accomplish in the tag division, Danny, since joining the tag division?
Yeah, you know what? I am. And I really like what they're doing now more than anything. I can't wait to see them at the next show. Those kids have a lot of talent.
Yeah,
Way better than the Lynch Mob.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I always like to call them the Lynch Snobs because they've always refused to do interviews with me. Logan, what's your opinion?
They refuse? Wow.
Yeah, what's your opinion on them?
Man, I don't know if Danny's being the mean girl or if Trey is. I don't know.
Well, so, I'm inspired by greatness. What can I say?
Yeah, I like the Lynch Mob. I'm all right with not yet rated. Lethal Poison, definitely impressive. I mean, you can't deny when they can just squash the Revolt. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
All right, let's move on to this big-time marquee matchup between Danny Jordan and the runner-up. Let me say that again. The runner-up, not the winner, Brooklyn Creed. So, Dan, let's go through this match a little bit. Yeah, let's go through this matchup a little bit. You dominate her most of the match, let's just face it. And then, of course, you get the clean victory at the end. There's not really much to say. The crowd was going.
Whoa.
What?
We're not going to bring up the burn book or the trophy or nothing like that?
Yeah, she always brings that stuff
out. What about it?
She brought it out to impress the crowd.
Actually,
she's showing Brooklyn her trophy when she hit her in the head with it?
Yeah, I was showing it to her to get a closer look at it, duh. She wanted to read it. She told me before the match. She was like, hey, can I see that? And I was like, oh, I'll show you later. And then I did.
She's very demanding, and you gave it to her.
I think she had actually tweeted that she wanted to get a good look at that trophy tonight before the show.
Yeah, and she was like, hey, can I see the burn book? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure I'll see you later. Same kind of thing happened. And then she was like, oh, cool. Can I see the trophy now? And then same thing.
And she was so impressed with it, she passed out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what
happened?
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Did you not see the match? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you did a reported match, Logan.
Well, I mean, I was standing in a bad place for that, apparently, because, you know, I thought that you, like, beamed her with it and knocked her out. That's
no,
what I
not
thought
at
happened.
All. Not at all.
Oh.
She was like,
I was totally mistaken.
So I can't stand it. And then, you know.
He needs glasses.
So let me ask this. What was the deal with the TLR that you broke and threw the pieces at her?
Okay. Well, you'll see it when the footage comes out, but obviously I brought our cameraman over and I started to talk to the camera and I said some really kind words about Brooklyn. And I said that since I had won Female Wrestler of the Year and she lost by a mile, I decided to break off a piece of it and give it to her because, you know, she could use a little piece of my success. Just as a helping hand. So
that is so selfish.
How sweet.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, sometimes I can be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt bad. You know, she was a loser. I beat her twice. I beat her twice in the same week. She's a big old loser. So I was like, hey, listen, I'm sorry you keep losing so much. It's not my fault. The people just like me better than you. And here's a little piece of my crown that I won because I'm better.
And do you believe it's time that Southern Honor brings in a women's championship and just goes ahead and just crowns it?
I've been asking for that since day one.
Well, if it doesn't happen in the next few months, the Georgia Heat will raise enough money just to buy you one and just give it to you, and you just defend it all over the state. How does that sound?
Oh, that'd be great, because I was just going to go get my own and declare my
own. Oh, you shouldn't have to do that. Gary should
definitely. I was thinking of personalizing it.
Oh, that would be awesome. All right, we got to get into this other matchup. Logan Frazier's favorite match from the night, Sean Legacy against Gunnar Miller. This was a quick matchup, and Gunnar dominated early, dominated towards the end, which wasn't very far from the beginning. So Sean Legacy is going to get squashed in this matchup, and Gunnar Miller is going to pick up the victory. Danny, were you able to catch this matchup since it was right after your matchup?
I only saw a part of it, not too much of it. I was very busy celebrating. But I'm not a huge fan of Gunnar Miller.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, I think that's something all three of us can agree on.
I think everyone can agree on this.
Gary seems to like him.
Look, she said she missed part of the match. Good God, if she turned around and looked back around, it was over. So
yeah, quicker than
that. Yeah, I need a spear. What do I need to see? A couple spears and a jackhammer?
Yeah.
That's so 1998.
I wasn't impressed very much either. And I hate that Sean got squashed like that. He's an awesome athlete. Let's get into the next matchup, because we've got lots of questions for Danny for this one. This is the fatal four-way between AC Mack, Cam Carter, Owen Knight, and Ashton Starr, all four unbelievable athletes. And this was, next to the dog collar match, one of my favorite matches of the night, and maybe over the last few shows, honestly, because I really like this matchup. Ashton Starr is going to end up getting the victory. There's some crazy spots with Ashton doing the moonsault onto the outside, onto all three men. And then the double sharpshooter I really, really loved. This was just, you know, near fall after near fall. Great matchup. So, Logan, I know you wanted to ask, what is the deal with the new era? Danny,
is it in the process of dissolving?
No comment.
Well, number one, you had AC and Owen in this match. They went at it, you know, for a while. Of course, this is every man for himself. But at the same time, Danny, Owen just seems to be disconnected from the new era. And then you had him going at it with Cam Carter towards the end of the match. No help from AC Mack. After all that as well, he kind of just walked off after the match.
Of course he walked off at the end. Of course he did. Obviously, Mac has made it very well known that he stands alone. He doesn't need us, apparently. Once he lost that championship belt, he didn't want to have anything to do with us anymore. You saw the video, how he attacked us in the hallway. He attacked Lee. He's the one that lost the belt. And then he made it seem like it was a team effort. So we caused him to lose.
And Lee hasn't been back since. So,
would you? When AC Mack embarrasses like you like that in front of everybody in the hallway?
You don't get attacked from behind like that.
We don't have a leader. He wanted to be the leader. He wanted to be in charge. It wasn't working out. He didn't think that we respected him as a leader, because we didn't. Because we don't need a leader. We don't want anybody to give us orders. And he didn't accept that. So he decided to leave, and he did it in the worst way possible. So, for all I care, he's going to screw himself. We don't need him. He stands alone. Unfortunately, I feel bad for Owen in that match. He had no assistance. He had no backup. But Owen's a strong competitor individually, so he can hold his own ground. He could win the belt one day.
Yeah, he's extremely underrated. I'm a big Owen Knight fan. I'm a big fan of all four of these guys. So How did you feel about Ashton Starr?
It was definitely my favorite match that night.
Yeah, mine too.
You know what? I respect it.
You accept that Ashton Starr won?
I respect it, and good for him. But like I said, since I've always been wanting the title of a women's championship to come around Southern Honor, and I haven't gotten anything, I've been telling Gary Lamb since day one, if you don't bring me a women's championship title, if you don't bring me consistently women to wrestle, then I'm coming after the only belt that you have.
You have to.
So I don't care who it is in that place. I will come after them. I don't care if it's Corey Howard. I don't care if it's AC Mack. I don't care if it's Kevin Ryan. And I don't care if it's Ashton Starr.
Well,
so I hope he doesn't win, because I feel like it would be a little bit easier to take it from him.
Well, there you go. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Okay, well, let's get into our next matchup, which was David Ali versus Kyle Matthews. Another matchup I really, really enjoyed, and I was excited to see Kyle come back. At the same time, Kyle just needs to accept David trying to save him. I mean, the whole match, David's, you know, telling him, let me save you. Kyle's just over there just trying to have a technical wrestling match. Of course, David ends up getting the win here, pretty clean.
Of course.
Yeah, and I was very impressed with David Ali, my savior. Hallelujah. Logan.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right, Logan, what did you think of this matchup? Danny, what did you think of this matchup as well? We'll get with you, Danny, first.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm eating.
No, I don't care. This podcast isn't, I mean, we're lucky to have you on here, Danny. You just do whatever you need to do.
That's right, you are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought it was a really good match. I was at my merch table selling a bunch of things because I'm so popular. So I missed the beginning part of it, but I caught the middle part in the end where David was just completely kicking his ass.
Of course.
And he was doing a great job. David can also hold his own.
Right, the Southern Pride Classics champion, Spinebuster champion. I mean, this guy, he does it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy for him. Of course he was going to win. I knew he was going to win. I think we all did. He's most improved wrestler of the year as well. So
right.
I think he proved that night. And I think he proved that he needs bigger and better opportunities. We don't need people like... what's his name? Kyle Matthews?
Yeah, yeah.
To come on with some name from a TV show in the 90s. We don't need him. We don't need guys like him. He should have just stayed retired.
Yeah, and David was just...
I really think he just come out of retirement because old Gunner come in and he said, well, if he's going to do it, I'm going to do it too. But,
Oh, yeah.
No, well, Kyle's a superstar.
He didn't quite make it, did he?
Might as well, right? If all the crappy wrestlers are coming out of the woodwork,
I should too. All right, let's move on to this Suicide versus Corey Hollis matchup. This was a very entertaining matchup as well. Corey's going to end up getting the victory here. You know, Danny, I don't think I've ever heard your opinion on Corey Hollis, the Southern Honor champion. What's your opinion on Corey?
My opinion? You know, I've always had one burning question about Corey Hollis. Why in the F does he wear a crop top? What is that?
It's an Alabama thing. Okay?
Has anybody ever asked him? I think I'm going to ask him next time.
Well, it's to show off.
Maybe you should get a special Danny Jordan shirt made that's a crop top edition to give just to Corey Hollis.
Wow. I think I would wear that.
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. You know what? No, honestly, though, I think he's all right. That's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, I agree with his opinion on the people of Canton. Or as you would like to call it, Planet Gary. All right, let's move on to this main event.
Yeah, Planet Gary.
Let's move on to this main event that was absolutely brutal. It was the climax of this feud of the year. William Huckabee against Joe Black. Absolutely brutal. They tore up the ring, ripped up the boards. Joe goes through a table. Well, at first he didn't go through the table, and then he did the second time. He powerbombed through it. And then you're going to have all kinds of nasty spots. William's going to bleed like a stuck pig, as well as Joe. They're going to make it out into the parking lot. Well, let me say this. Before that, this became a street fight instead of a dog collar match. William was able to get the key from the referee, and he unhooked himself and proceeded to beat Joe down. Eventually, this is going to end up in the parking lot with Joe getting the victory, putting William Huckabee through the windshield of a car parked outside. And it did have an Alabama tag, which begs me to ask, was this Corey Hollis's car? All right,
Danny. I was just about to say, it was probably Corey Hollis's car.
Damn, poor Corey.
He stole my joke.
All right, Danny.
That match was insane.
Was
it
not?
I was watching it on the monitors in the back, and at first I didn't know that they started to fight out into the parking lot. I just saw everybody, like, running for the door, and I was like, did Gary Lamb just come out? Why are they leaving? And then I realized, oh, no, they brought the match outside. So that was really cool to be watching. And also, I was like, where did we get this car from? Is that in the budget? Is it a fan's car? I don't know. I feel bad. But whatever. It was an ugly car anyway.
And what's your opinion on their feud this year and how brutal it's been with the beer bottle over the head and the chair shot that was just nasty as hell?
I think they're absolutely insane. I'm surprised they didn't get arrested again this time around. I mean, that's one of the craziest feuds I've ever seen. That they have every right to have won Feud of the Year. And if it keeps going like this, I don't even know if this was the last of it or not. I mean, I hope not, because I kind of want to see where this ends. I feel like it's going to end in, like, death. But, I mean,
honestly, I would
just keep going.
It's one of the rare feuds. Yeah, and it's one of the rare feuds I wouldn't mind to see just keep going and going throughout their careers, because it's just that entertaining, and the heat you can just feel. It's just hatred. I love it.
It's very entertaining, and it's all over the place. It's at almost every show that I'm at. I mean, I was on PWX Pure like a month or so ago, and I had just had Southern Honor like a couple weeks prior where they were fighting, and then all of a sudden I see them fighting out in the parking lot at Pure, and I was like, wait a second, we're bringing it to Charlotte, North Carolina? Like, we're going everywhere now? I couldn't get
away. It was in Alabama not too long ago also.
Yeah, I just, like, I can't catch a break. They're everywhere. I see them everywhere. But good for them, and I'm glad that Joe was victorious that night.
Yeah,
he
definitely earned
it.
Right.
Put up a well-fought victory.
All right, well, let's get into some questions that people on our Elite Marks page have been asking. Do a quick Q&A. All right, the first one is Shelby from Chattanooga. She wants to know how your experience was working with NWA Power compared to working with indie promotions.
With just regular indie promotions?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it was very well put together. The production and all behind it, since they're a bigger budget show and they have more going into it. It was really cool. It was basically it was for the Circle Squared series that they have coming out. I don't know when it's launching. I think I may have actually been the first match that they had filmed for that series. Like I said, I don't know when it's coming out or when it's being released. I know that the Girl Power stuff that they're doing should be in a few weeks. I don't know if my part is going to be on that. But it was a really good experience. I really enjoyed it. Everybody was very, very nice and helpful. And obviously, compared to indie promotions, usually everybody in the locker rooms at other shows are welcoming and supportive and helpful of you.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, I was the new kid coming in. And I knew some people already, but I didn't know half of them. And even the half that I didn't know were approaching me willing to help me out, giving me advice, giving me pointers on the fans, giving me pointers on any way that I could help myself come back to the show, which was very cool. And I don't think I've ever had that much support behind going to a show before in my life. Like, right before I go on, everybody's like giving me pointers on what I should do to help myself come back. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, I was pretty excited
really,
to see
really
you.
Even people willing to help me out with my match, giving me advice, giving me tips on how to win and stuff like that. Like, Allison Kay had my back pretty much the whole night. So did Marty Bell.
And I'm a huge fan of NWA Power.
Everybody was very helpful.
Yes. And NWA Power, probably my favorite wrestling to watch right now. So I was pretty excited to see that you'd be making an appearance on it. Logan, do you want to ask?
Apparently so is the people in the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were getting all kinds of crazy chants at the AEW, I'm sorry, then I'm getting ahead of myself because I know you'll be attending that as well. But Logan, you want to go ahead and ask the next question?
Next question actually is from Tyler Rivera, who says,
"Oh wow,
how's it feel being the only member of Krim worthy of a GWH year-end award?"
Of course he asked that. oh, it feels great, Tyler. But like I told them already, since they are some of my good friends, they deserve to win just as much as I deserve to win. Equal shots, you know? I was disappointed that they didn't. I think that more people need to vote for the Krim so that we can just take over the world. They're really talented guys, all of them, especially Tyler. I hope he comes back to Southern Honor. We get to see more of him. I heard that he's killing it at
Anarchy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Bring him back.
Okay.
I don't have anything to do with that, but whoever's out there, bring him back.
Yeah, please do.
So just to clarify who all's in Krim, you've got Tyler Rivera, yourself. I believe Chris Kronk's in that also.
Chris Kronk, Alan Angels, AC Mack, even though he's a butthead, Bailey Blake, Mike Cross.
And I like all those talents. It's awesome. All right, let's go to our next question. It's Brody from Dalton. He asks, who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
My favorite wrestler of all time?
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels. And I'm also a huge fan of Seth Rollins. I have a lot of favorite wrestlers, but Shawn Michaels, all-time favorite. Always has been.
Yeah, Sean's in my top five, but I'm a Brett guy, so. All right, Logan, go ahead with the next one.
Okay, Katie says, I'd love to know what your long-term goals are, and is she going to continue with indie shows, or would she rather just get signed somewhere more mainstream?
I will continue with indie shows as long as I can until I do get the opportunity to be signed by a company. My long-term goal, well, let me do short-term goal first, even though you didn't ask. My short-term goal is to be a contracted wrestler within the next year and a half to 2 years. That's the main focus. Long-term goal, I just want to have a long, healthy career, be the best that I can be. I do want to be signed within that time period, like I said. If not, I'll just keep working until I do. And, I mean, I'm having fun on the independent scene. I'm glad that I chose this path. I mean, I had one ultimate goal with one specific company. So, you know, I was like, how do I go and get to where I want to be? I found out that what experience I needed and all that stuff. So I went out, and here I am getting that experience. So hopefully it happens. And we'll see where my path takes me.
It definitely will. The cream always rises to the crop. All right. Hey, Logan, this next question, I know you know this guy. His name is Casey. He's asking when the new Danny Jordan shirts are going to come out for big men. Is there not like extra, extra large versions of that? What's going on here?
I have up to a 2XL.
He needs more than that?
Anything above a 2X. Well, I do know one specific guy that was at the show this last Friday, and he was asking me if I had any 3Xs, and I did not. So if that is you, sir, I still don't have 3Xs. It's only been 2 days. Still don't have them. I don't know when I'm going to have them. Stop bothering me. Maybe just try to squeeze in the 2X, okay?
Yeah, it'll make his arms look bigger.
Yeah.
All right, Logan.
Take a restraining order out on him before it's over.
Logan, go ahead. Oh, he wishes he was Fetch.
Okay.
All right, Logan. I'm going to let you ask this last question. This guy's from Planet Gary. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
So this comes from Gary Lamb. It's Trey and Logan. Could you ask her how I made her career by allowing her to get hit in the head with a trash can, thus making her the trash queen of Georgia that she is?
Are you serious right now? Did he really ask that?
That's what it says.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen. If Gary Lamb is listening right now, or if he's going to listen later, I don't know if this is live or if it's coming out later, I cannot believe that you're going to come to a podcast that you have no business being in and asking me a ridiculous thing like that from a dangerous event that occurred. I got hit in the head. I could have got a concussion. In fact, I did get a slight concussion. I went to the doctor. I got checked out right after the show. I had a bruise on my head. That was the most dangerous thing I've ever seen.
That's absolutely
awful. Stupid fans, you allowed them to throw garbage at us. You allowed them to throw a literal trash can, and it hit me in the head. Do you know how unsafe that is?
God, no wonder you hate the people can.
Okay, listen, I can't. Why would you guys even like read that question to me right now? I just told you that I wanted to go eat dinner, and I'm here instead for free. And I have to listen to this dumbass question? No. I'm not doing that.
Did she hang up? Hello?
Danny, are you there? Danny. All right, I'd like to thank my guest, Danny Jordan, for being on the Georgia Heat podcast this evening. Obviously not liking that last question that promoter of Southern Honor just asked. Maybe we shouldn't have asked that question, Logan.
Yeah, maybe that was a little bit over the top. Just like
back
garbage can was.
Oh, wow. And we forgot to announce some of her dates. Tell you what, when we get back from the break, I will announce those dates. I'll go ahead and look them up while we're on the break. You are listening to the Georgia Heat podcast with me, myself, Trey Davis, and Logan Frazier.
Kay West, I will admit that I did not know your name before you came on my show. I may have seen you around, you maybe out of the corner of my eye or something, but I never really knew who you were. But now I know who you are. You're that guy who's trying to make a name for himself off the carpenter's name. Well, I'll tell you, you got your name out there because I put your name on it. See, this is my bat, and you may not know it, and you may not know me, but when I put your name on it, that's your ass. And I've been playing real nice and real easy with a lot of people for a while. I've been being real nice, but you gonna mess around and remind me of the old me. So January 17th in PCW in Covington, you better hope that the old me don't show up. I'll see you.
This is Logan Frazier, and you're listening to the Georgia Heat Podcast, where we take Georgia's wrestling and boil the hell out of it.
me give you guys a little fun fact here. Just so happens that the last time that I wrestled in Georgia, I was wrestling some kid named Danny Jordan. Now look at us. Granted, don't take me being sarcastic as a bad thing. It's just me as a person. It's how we work. Danny and I have become really close friends since then. We're sharing High School Musical music with each other. We're talking about our love with the Jonas Brothers. It's great. I've been traveling the country. Danny's been on TV. I mean, honestly, guys, we're doing pretty good for ourselves, and I'm really proud. But I don't want... Danny, I don't want you to think that just because we're friends that I'm going to take it easy on you. In fact, I mean, since we are friends, I would think you would know better. I want to see the wrestler you've become in the last 2 years. I want to see this mean girl that everybody's been talking about. So, Saturday, January 11th, at Action Wrestling, Aspen Rose makes her debut. The Midnight Mermaid, the Surge-Haired Siren, Taco Minchinoku, the Stunner Machine Gun, and your favorite anime character is coming home. Well, to Georgia, because that's where Cookout is, and I really like Cookout. But anyway, let's not get off track here. Let me just sum it up for you really easy. Just think of the show as High School Musical. The mean girl, Sharpay Evans. I'm Gabriela Montez. And this little match we're going to have is our Troy Bolton. Danny, I think we both know how that movie ends. See you there.
That's all the time we have for you this week on the Georgia Heat Podcast. I want to thank Logan Frazier for being on the line with me tonight. And I want to thank our guest, Danny Jordan, for being on the line. I've got some dates lined up for her. Of course, if you're wanting to see Danny, please make it out the 18th of this month to IWE in Georgia. And then she's taking on Sandra Royal the 31st. I have her in BCW in New York. So Danny's going to be all over the place. Please check her out. Maybe even check her out on her Facebook so you can get more dates, which will be available. But I want to thank my guests, like I said, and my co-host Logan for being on here. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the Georgia Heat Podcast.